It's been 59 days since my last letter to you. During that period, I began final edits on a ghostwriting project, spent some time with my family on an island in the British Columbia area, took a 2-week-long sabbatical. I also started working on yet another manuscript, which I hope will be released sometime in the next 18 months. And most significantly, I celebrated my wife's birthday, Lerit's birthday. Oh, by the way, Lerit and I also started a podcast, and I'll share the link to the podcast in the letter. You see, the last 2-3 years have been a whirlwind for me. Most of it has been delightful, I have to say, but some parts have been stressful. So after a summer filled with multiple writing projects, traveling, and hosting extended family and friends who were very excited and eager to finally meet Ivana, I jumped at the chance to take a break from it all. And it really was an awesome break. On this side of the break though, I feel like I have more will, more energy, more wherewithal to be more and to share more, to share stories, to share knowledge, to share time, to share gifts, to share love, just share more. When I think about the periods of my life that I experienced the most growth, all that really comes to mind are the moments I spend sharing with people. So I reckon that if I want to be more, I have to share more. And that's why these letters matter to me. Your readership, your audience matters. You know, outside of my family and friends, this is an undeniably effective medium of expression for me. And so my hope is that in the next few months, in the months to come, I can share more with you. I want to share more relatable stories that will encourage, delight, or inspire you. And most importantly, I really hope these letters provide more opportunities for dialogues between us. Because this isn't a preacher staring down the pew. It's really a writer friend sitting in a circle. Long story short, I'm back. See you on the first. Thank you.